You're listening to the Mixed Morning Show podcast with Dom, Emily, and Jeremy.
Jeremy told us that he's got a Halloween type of story.
Yeah.
He swears it's true.
It's totally true. Because I was always kind of like, ghost stories, being touched from the other side, blah, blah, blah.
He's until not a believer.
It happened to me. So about 2 weeks ago, Nicole's stepdad passed away, my father-in-law. So that was a Friday night, Friday the 7th of October. And after it all happened, and, you know, it happened in the morning, everybody went back to his house, Nicole's mom's house. And we were gathered around there for the day, and a lot of people visiting, coming by, and, you know, yada, yada. By the time nighttime rolled around, it ended up just being, there was five of us, counting the kids. But it was me, Nicole's mom, Nicole, and then Reed and Lila were there, you know, farting around in the other room or something. So we're hanging out in the living room.
And where is this again?
His name is Vic. It's Vic and Carla's house, Nicole's parents' house.
Gotcha. Okay.
And this was Friday night.
The evening of the day that Vic died.
Okay.
So we were, the three of us were sitting in the living room, and they've got a TV mounted on the wall, flat screen. TV, sound bar underneath it. And one of those sound bars that you hook up to the flat screen.
Yeah.
Very, very nice. So we're just kind of in there talking, and the TV's blaring, and it's on that show, Two Broke Girls.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
It's a comedy.
Kat Dennings.
Sitcom.
Blonde brunette.
I believe it was on, like, Fox 31 or something.
Cupcakes.
It was on Fox.
Yeah.
I was like, guys, this TV's loud. So I walk over, I turn the TV off, just shut it off. Which turns the TV off. The soundbar then goes into standby mode until the TV is then turned on again, and the soundbar kicks on. We're in there talking for about another 15 minutes. All of a sudden, sound starts coming out of the soundbar, and it's whispering. It's like, there's one over there. Let's sneak up on it. Let's go get him. And there he goes. There he goes. And we're like, what is all that whispering? Yeah, that's what it's
saying.
You
could hear what they were saying.
You could hear what was being said, and it was very quiet. Like, there he is. Let's go get him. Let's go get that one. Let's go get that one. And Nicole's mom's eyes got really big, and she's like, oh, my God, that's a hunting show. I hear a hunting show. Backstory, Vic, huge outdoorsman, loved hunting, loved fishing, loved camping, big time, owned a lot of camo, big outdoorsman. His favorite TV show, The Outdoor Channel.
Oh, we love that station.
Yes, we do. So she's like, that's a hunting. I hear a hunting show. And she starts getting kind of welling up a little bit. I'm like, what? So I walk over and I just hit the power button on the TV again. And on turns the Outdoor Life channel. When I had shut that TV off, it was on Fox with Two Broke Girls. When I turned it back on, out of nowhere, it's on the Outdoor channel with a elk hunting show on it, which was one of Vic's favorites. Holy cow. We all just got crazy goosebumps. We all started crying.
It shouldn't have even been playing any sound.
Why did the sound come out?
It shouldn't have been sound. And it was not on that channel when I shut it off. Totally two different worlds. And it was, to us, it was just kind of like, oh my God, he's here. You know, he's here. And this is just kind of a sign that, boom, he's still with us. And he turned it on to the Outdoor channel while the three of us are there at his house.
You know, it seems
goosebumps, man.
Kind of random for like the Outdoors channel, but then, and I know this sounds stupid, but I think about the movie Ghost with Patrick Swayze and how like when he was trying to actually like get control of things and let the living world find out that he was there. Mm-hmm. It's like you have to do simple little things,
and what better
to get
way
their attention
that everybody knew Vic was an outdoorsman. Mm-hmm. And when I shut that off, it was on Fox and Two Broke Girls. And when you turn it back on, it's on the Outdoor channel with his favorite TV show on.
What about the kids? Was there any sort of like Reed playing factor that could
Nothing.
Have happened?
The kids were in the other room playing on the floor. It was the three of us quiet in that living room just talking. And then that sound bar comes on with the audio from the TV show out of nowhere, the hunting show.
That's a pretty
Isn't
freaky
that crazy?
Story.
And then apparently the next day, Vic had a daughter, Patricia, and his favorite grandson was Matthew, which is Patricia's son. Patricia lives alone. And the next day after Vic had passed away, she came downstairs from her bedroom. She's got a little buffet set up, you know, like a buffet table at the bottom of her stairs. And on that table is a picture of her son, Matthew, Vic's favorite grandson. And she came down the next morning, and that picture had been turned upside down, and it was sitting upside down on the buffet table. She's like, how in the world? There's no way that that would have happened. So the very next day, that picture of his favorite grandson was turned upside down. And other family members in the family have had lights going on and off, things being moved in their house. One guy does like maintenance and stuff, and he's having brooms moved on
him.
Sounds
to me like Vic is an extremely active soul.
I know.
He's getting around.
Was he like a mischievous dude?
Very much. Kind of a prankster, very funny, fun guy. So it's kind of like he's doing all these little tricks now. And man, you guys, I've never believed in this stuff. Or, you know, thought twice. I thought people that talked about this stuff were a little, till now it's happening to me. And I'm like, there's something to it.
So do you got goosebumps and all that?
I did. And Emily was asking me off the air if I was like scared or frightened or sad.
Right. I mean, a presence like that has got to bring some sort of emotion over you.
It was, I don't know how to explain it. It was something that I've never felt before. It was like joy and peace and just a tingle all over my body. It was no fear, though.
I've got questions, but before we get to the questions, let's take a couple quick calls. We got to go through these quickly, but Ann is up first. Hi, Ann. Good morning. Welcome to the show.
Good morning.
So what can you tell us?
My son passed away almost 10 years ago, and there's a gentleman from church named Mark, and Mark has a daughter who I've never met. She lives typically on the other side of the world. And the night that he passed away, my understanding, she has some psychic abilities, but not, I don't know exactly how to put the word to it. But that night, my son came to her and told her that I was okay. And she explained to her dad, you know, about this dream and described the person that was in the dream, and he knew exactly who it was. And it was my son saying that he was okay.
Why do you think your son reached out to a woman on the other side of the earth?
Because I have many other stories, but it was, I guess, his way of connecting to me through somebody I trusted.
And maybe this young woman's just a little bit more receptive to it than the average person.
She had the power.
I'm glad you called. Thank you for being on the show, okay?
Have a good day.
You too.
You guys were talking about this, and our studio door is open. And out of the corner of my eye, the studio right next to us, that door started to creep open. I thought it was like one of our doors closing. Ugh.
Here is Tammy on line one. Good morning, Tammy. Welcome to the show.
Good morning. How are you this morning?
We're doing great. What do you got to say?
Well, I lost my mom, 7 years ago to breast cancer. And
hello? Oh, we didn't lose the call.
No.
Oh, wait a minute. There we are. Okay, I'm sorry. Start your story over again, please.
Okay. So I lost my mom to breast cancer 7 years ago, and my daughter was pregnant with my granddaughter. It was an unexpected pregnancy, and Maddie was 3 months old and spent 3 months with my mom. Maddie recalls, she tells me, she says, Nana's here, and she'll go to my perfumes, which were my mom's, and Maddie has no idea what kind of perfume my mom wore, and my mom loved Taboo. So Maddie will go over and spray the Taboo perfume, and it's my mom's. And just things like that happen with Maddie, and I really feel that God took my mom, and he gave us Maddie. She'll go to the crane machine. She loves the crane machine. And she'll say, Nana, help me get a stuffed animal. And I'll be darned if she doesn't get one.
That's a good grandmother.
Right.
Well, you know, and they say mm-hmm. that, you know, kids don't have the cynicism that we do. Mm-hmm. And so they are more open to this kind of
stuff. Yeah, I'm waiting for my kiddos to say something like, Grandpa's in the corner over there. Grandpa's on the bed.
Tammy, thank you for your call. I hope you have a terrific day. I've heard stories like that, like... somebody that I used to work with here, she was in our sales department, and she told the story about being when she was a little girl that she just went to bed one night, and in the middle of the night, her grandfather came, who lived a couple hundred miles away, came and sat down on the edge of her bed, woke her up, and talked to her and was saying stuff like, hey, everything's going to be fine, everything's going to be okay. She distinctly remembers it. Mm-hmm. And she went down the next morning. She goes, where's Grandpa? He was here last night. And her mom freaked out. Because Grandpa had not been there. He had, in fact, died the night before, and they hadn't told the little girl yet.
Right.
Ugh.
Yeah, Goosey's, Goosebumps.
They're pure. They're little conduits.
Yeah. So
cool.
So I have questions about this.
Because, here we go.
No, because I do want to believe.
Now you're going to ruin my moment.
No, I'm not, because I just have a question.
All right, with your reality.
All right, X-Files, let's go.
And I'll tell you, I have a selfish reason for this, too, because I'm writing a story right now that's a ghost story with kids, and it's about souls moving on. That's what the story is about.
Yeah.
And I'm really stuck here at the end about how I want it to end. So my question is, why do you think, if this is true and if this is happening, why do you think that a person would reach back from the other side to do things like, you hear, turn on lights, move chairs, turn a picture upside down?
Mm-hmm.
What do you think is the... If you have the ability to reach out from another dimension, why do those things?
Boredom.
Right. Yeah, because they are kind of like little irrelevant things.
It almost seems like if you have the energy to reach out from another dimension,
mm-hmm.
are you going to use all of that energy
to flip a photo?
To flip a photo. I'm not saying it doesn't happen,
yeah.
but I'm saying, what is the motivation? Because I want to understand this.
Well, I think the spirits are buzzing at a different frequency, so they're probably only doing and tapping into what they can do. Because you're right, if they could just appear and tap you on the shoulder and be like, "Hey guys, I'm all right." They mm-hmm. they would, right? Doesn't that make sense? They're reaching out
right.
in the way
if
that
they,
whatever
could,
conduit they
yeah.
can use.
I think too, and this may sound silly, but he's at a different frequency. Vic is at a different frequency right now, and he doesn't necessarily maybe know how to use it as much as possible. So it's kind of like baby steps.
Oh,
you know?
So this is new
sure.
to him.
It's new.
Like maybe someday he will be able to, you know, throw himself a party, mm-hmm. invite all of us. But right now he's still in, you know, in the flipping
the learning curve.
That
right.
makes a lot of sense,
yeah.
and
good.
That's interesting. So like in this story that I'm writing, one of the ghosts is 100 years old. Has been dead for 100 years.
Mm-hmm.
So that soul, you're saying,
he knows what to
might
do.
Might be a little bit more.
Yeah.
That
he
works.
Knows to, he knows how to harness
that
his energy
works
different.
Perfectly yes. for how yeah. I want to end the story. So thank you for that. That
you're
helps.
Welcome.
He's one of those ones that would appear in like a photo. Like, you know how you see those people take photos and there's like a person in the background?
Yeah.
That's that guy from
yeah,
100
the pro.
Years.
He's the pro.
He's the pro.
Yeah, Vic is still in like Casper.
He gets in
level.
Your selfies.
Yeah. I'm going to want some royalties, Tom.
well, the story, yeah, I just got to write the last, like, two chapters, and that helps. Yeah. All right, so you're saying they are rookie spirits.
Yeah.
And they are only doing the abilities that they can manage that quickly.
Yeah, okay, so in Ghost, Patrick Swayze, when he first dies, he doesn't know how to move any of the real objects in our plane with his spiritual energy. So there's this creepy older ghost that haunts down in the subway.
All
so
right.
Patrick Swayze goes to this old dude and, you know.
For training?
Yeah, and teaches him how to, and
I'll
he starts
damn.
With a penny. And so
you better,
watch
you better watch Ghost,
you gotta,
Tom.
I've never seen Ghost, but I tell you what, one of my favorite movies was the original Poltergeist that came out early 80s or whatever. I just think that's a great, scary movie. But in one of those scenes, what the ghosts do is they take all the dining room chairs, the dining room set, and they stack them on top of each other, right? And they do it like in an instant, in a flash. And I remember being a young man watching that movie, and I was saying, why would they do that?
Mm-hmm.
Like, what's the end game for stacking chairs on top of each other?
Yeah.
Besides a damned cool effect for the movie.
They want to work at IKEA or
and
something.
And I like the Vic thing changing the channel to the hunting station to mm-hmm. almost act as a form of soothing family members
right.
to say, I'm okay.
I'm okay. This is yeah. the channel that was always on when I was in the house, right. and now it's still on.
God, what if we put it on like Bravo? Something's different on this other side, yeah. you guys.
It's fabulous. Heaven's amazing.
Oh, man.
Want more laughs? Follow us online.
Every morning.
Search at Dom Emily Jeremy on Twitter and Facebook.com/Dom Emily Jeremy.